jealousy, anger, depression, fear, negativity of any kind are things that a lot of people spend a lot of time defending, and they're hardly worth defending at all. Most anger is immobilizing. You look back on angry moments and you would rather not have been angry if you had the choice. Wars are caused by angry moments and people responding with anger. Jealousy is a very interesting emotion. Jealousy is a put-down of the self. It is a reflection of self-contempt that a person has. You can't grow if you feel there's a lack in your life because you're always repairing the lack, all right? And so growth is impossible. Jealousy means to take somebody else's decision to love someone else or behave towards someone else in a way that you wish they hadn't, and to assess that decision as having something to do with you. That's what jealousy is. If someone that I love, and I'm a no-limit person, if that's how I feel about myself, and if someone that I love decides to be with someone else, spend time with someone else, make love to someone else, I would never say to myself that that means there's something wrong with me because that person made that decision. I would look upon it as, how foolish could someone be to want to go out and get hamburger when they've got steak at home? To me, I would see it as somebody else's decision to be where they are, having nothing to do with me. I might make a decision if I were in a marriage or whatever that I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with someone who would conduct themselves that way towards someone else. I might. Or on the other hand, I might decide, well, if that's okay, I can accept that as well. If you're talking about sexual jealousy or jealousy in love relationships and so on. If you believe you're valuable and somebody else doesn't believe you are, that's the same as your reputation. Your reputation is in other people's hands. It's just their opinions. I am what I choose to believe about myself. And I might make a whole lot of decisions. Now, that sounds all very clinical, and it sounds like that's an easy thing to do. But if you understand and look at your jealousy and understand what there is to learn from it and what a great gift it is. I went through a horrible jealous experience when I was in my early 20s. And I was immobilized for 4 or 5 months over it and kept reliving it. And after I finally got over it, I made a decision about jealousy. I said, this is just a reflection of your own inability to love yourself, your own inability to love yourself. If you loved yourself enough and thought of yourself as valuable enough, you would never make somebody else's decision not to love you have anything to do with you. And I've never had a jealous moment since. I made a conscious decision not to be jealous. I wasn't raised to look at what other people have and be jealous because I didn't have it. I was never raised to look at the neighbor who got a brand new car and say, oh, that's not fair. They got a new car and I didn't. To this day, in all these years of my life, I've never had a car payment. I've never had a car payment because somehow I was raised or I believed that until you could pay for it, it wasn't yours. And that because somebody else has it, that's their good fortune. And I used to think how great it is that somebody else had something, even as a child, and never think that I should have it because they had it. One time I saw a beautiful car that I just thought was the most beautiful thing in the world. And it was my neighbor who had it. And I loved the color. I loved the shape of it. And I got this image in my mind of myself driving that car. And instead of being jealous that that person had that, I just started saving my money. I started putting the focus on the solution to that thing. And within a matter of months, I was able to trade in the car that I had. And I had the exact, and I had the color. I had it, everything. It was the car I think I was the most proud of ever in my life. But it had nothing to do with jealousy. Jealousy will just keep you from effectively going after what you want. All right? It's an immobilizer. It's not a mobilizer.